Your husband would be your
spouse.
Your sons and daughters would be your
children.
I was the youngest of five. You'd say maybe if you were you.
What now?
If you were the youngest of five, but
you'd be the baby.
Something on wheels that you can put a baby in, let it lie down, it's called
a carriage or a stroller.
And you put the baby in the carriage and
go out for a walk.
Or go out for a
stroll.
And you'd say you were the baby.
Walking the baby.
How would you say your children range in age? You'd say Sally
is the oldest. And
so if you had three, you'd say
the oldest, the middle, and the youngest.
Your children or your
sons and daughters.
Your children are boys
and girls.
If a woman is going to have a child, you say
she's pregnant, expecting.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is
a midwife.
If a boy and his father had the same appearance, you say the boy
looks like his father, resembles his father.
She had a hard life. Her husband died and she blanked six children all by herself.
Raised.
To a child who's misbehaved, you say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good
spanking.
Would you have other terms?
Whipping, thrashing, break
for
your neck.
What would you say to a really small child?
A really small child? Give you a spanking.
And if he was a little older, you might give him a
whipping.
If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob
grew 5 inches.
And if you saw Bob, you might say you certainly
have grown.
Or you might say, my, how you've
grown.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a
illegitimate.
Or would you have other names for that?
Illegitimate. I don't know. There are others.
Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
more loving.
Your brother's son is called your
brother's son, nephew.
A child that's lost his father and mother is called
an orphan.
An orphan is looked after by its legal
guardian.
If you have a lot of cousins, nephews, and nieces around, you say, the town is full of my
relatives.
Would you use the same word for your parents or grandparents?
Yeah, or relations, maybe.
Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually
not related.